We'll start off with our first interview, Ewan McEwan from the NGV Potter Gallery. Hello, Ewan. How are you going?
Good, thank you. Thank you for inviting me in.
Now, Ewan, as always, we like to get a bit of a background on the person who we're talking to. And we've interviewed so many amazing people that are part of the NGV. And there's hundreds of you, aren't there? Do you know everyone yet?
No, I don't think I know everybody yet. I don't know how many people there are. I've been there for a few years now, but I'm getting there.
You're getting there. Getting through the list. Now, so what is your background? You know, like, what's your journey leading up to being at the NGV?
Well, I work at the gallery as the senior curator of contemporary design and architecture, mm-hmm. and I joined the gallery in about 2013-14 when we were doing a big show called Melbourne Now.
Oh, wow, how good was that?
And I came on board with a couple of other people to assist them in developing design and architecture content, which they didn't do previously. And so Tony Elwood, the new director, had invited me to come in there. And before that, I was actually, I was in Brisbane running a triennial of design, the Asia Pacific Design Triennial. And before that, I ran the State of Design Festival, which was the Victorian government's design festival, which they launched again. And I run now for the gallery this year.
Right. Just explain what that is.
Well, they have the state governments give you... Oh, there's someone coughing. It's my son. He's company. Me here today, and I'll tell you why, because he's actually in the exhibition The Pool, which we're going to talk about later.
Okay.
But a triennial, these festivals are basically funded by governments to support the design industry, and I came out of doing design magazines, and increasingly around the world there is this sense of design being part of future cities, future economy, and also cultural, you know, the cultural life of a country. So like arts festivals would be similar to the Fringe Festival or something like that. State of Design and the Asia Pacific Triennial sort of sat in that space.
Mm-hmm.
Big team of people deliver them. But for me, the exciting thing about joining the NGV really was this kind of amazing audience and the infrastructure. Because when you run a festival, as many of you will know and your listeners will know, you get the resources are hard to come by, and you've got to sort of make do with what you got.
Now, architecture is one of my favourite things in life. Are you an architect at all?
No, I started training in journalism and working in design magazines.
Right, okay.
Yeah, but I edited architecture journals.
Right. So you would obviously have a pretty strong understanding of architecture.
I hope so.
Since
I'm the head curator of architecture,
An opinion on architecture.
Yes, be opinionated.
How do you feel... With architecture today, you know, like with developers trying to do everything on the cheap and, you know, like, and cutting corners and going no to this design or that design. How are you finding it?
I don't know whether I would call that architecture. Architecture is a practice which is very diverse globally. And certainly that's one slice of that activity where people... either commission or don't commission architects as part of urban development. I think generally I would work on the principle that if an architect is involved in a big residential project, they're making it better. But it is a very competitive environment, mm-hmm. and I think we would want to see... I mean, realistically, I think it's shifting because you see projects in Melbourne which are very progressive, like Nightingale developments, and which are looking at a more socially driven and environmentally driven mode of development, and they're selling so strongly, and the market for them is so good that I think we'll see a shift back. But there's always, I mean, I think there has always been and will always be bad buildings in the built environment. My job is to try and promote the values of architecture and to the general public so they understand what architects think about. And I mean, the exhibition we opened yesterday, The Pool, isn't really about buildings. It's about civic spaces.
Mm-hmm.
And
culture.
Yes. And architects, we can get swept away with the idea it's all about private houses and big buildings, but actually there's a lot of thinking goes into how we shape the other aspects of urban fabric and regional cities and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, this exhibition, The Pool, which is about swimming pools, and actually it's got a lot of depth.
Boom, 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 boom. All right, so tell us what the pool's all about.
Well, every 2 years in Venice, there's a Biennale of Architecture. Yep. And it's run, well, there's a creative director that's appointed. And they invite cities, countries from all over the world to participate. And Australia has a pavilion in Venice in the Giardini, which was rebuilt and opened again in 2015 by Melbourne architects Denton Corker Marshall. And the first exhibition there was three female curators from Sydney pitched the idea of doing a show about swimming pools and the idea of pools being unusual and very important civic spaces and places that, through an analysis of the swimming pool, you sort of get a sense of Australian culture and how it's evolved through time, from Indigenous life through to kind of settlement and colonialism, but also then through to post-war migration and suburbia and this stuff. So they've put together this sort of exhibition, which is, we've actually built a swimming pool in the gallery, which was a hard idea to get through the first few gates, but once we got there, it's actually it's great in the space, and it's at the Ian Potter Centre. And then there are these eight stories by famous Australians who talk about people like Ian Thorpe and Tim Flannery, Christos Tsokos, Anna Funder, Romance Was Born, talking about how pools have shaped, were part of their life. Paul Kelly talks about his experience as a travelling musician to country towns and how they always sought out pools. And you get, and then through that, there are then other conversations opened about how, I mean, we all have a story, of course. Every body in Australia has something, some story or memory about swimming, and whether that's in a public swimming pool like Fitzroy Pool or whether it's at the ocean or what have you. And that sets up this sort of scenario where we're talking about how places affect us. And it's not really about architecture, it's actually architects hosting a conversation about place, which is quite a good way of doing it.
Because swimming pools feature very heavily in a lot of great art. And you're like, because of the sharpness of the angles in most cases of a swimming pool, and visually it can be beautiful. It can really be a beautiful shot when you actually see a great photograph of a swimming pool. And it's been used so much, hasn't it, in history, in that respect.
Totally. I mean, we were watching film yesterday in the gallery and people were talking about, I mean, it's got a very Hockney-esque quality, some of the footage we've shot. We sent a team to do film. In Venice, they didn't have any film, but the space itself was a swimming pool inside this new pavilion, and it's very hard-edged, very colourful, and I think as an exhibition, it feels like it could be a contemporary art show. It's just got once you look in a bit deeper, you realise it's about the built environment.
Yeah, because taking, and I was going to mention Hockney, and that's the feeling I've been getting from it as well, is that in Barcelona, that famous swimming pool there that they used during the Olympics a few years back now, and it, with the city falling away behind it, it was just so beautiful. It really was, and it was the highlight of those Olympic Games, and it has thrown up so many times.
No, it's very interesting. Beautiful. We had a panel yesterday at the gallery with Shane Gould, one of Australia's most successful female swimmer, she has spent her life thinking about swimming pools and their effect. But she brought up some interesting stuff about how they're very modernist spaces. You know, you have this rectangle with lanes that's all very it's all very linear and very controlled. And she actually sees that as being a negative aspect, a reflection on the way that we've set up swimming as a kind of competitive, muscular activity.
Okay.
And she's an advocate, and we see more and more this advocacy for a new type of swimming environment, which you would see in some of the outer suburban or newer regional swim aquatic centres, where it's a much more informal environment, where especially for kids. All of this interesting stuff gets discussed. And I mean, that's the secret of curating a good show, is you have a window into which you can have many different conversations. Mm.
And also, on the private sector, a lot of swimming pools now, you open a sliding door and you jump straight in from your lounge room or family room.
Yeah, sounds good, doesn't it? I don't have one of those, unfortunately.
No, I don't either. In St Kilda, in a unit, no.
We've got a beautiful house in the exhibition Villa Maritima by Robin Williams Architects down in St Andrews, which is a house built around a pool. Very beautiful, minimalist house. It's an interesting sort of tension within the conversation around swimming pools. People think of swimming pools as being something elitist. We think of holiday resorts and private houses and things, but of course they're not. So one of the questions is how do we foster an environment where there are more pools in our cities? Because actually they are one of the most unique and important civic spaces. If you think about families and you think about teenage kids and how important swimming is, not only from an exercise point of view, but also this kind of interesting space that you create where they can socialise and it's free of
culture,
rules.
Isn't it? And that's what's part of this exhibition.
Yeah.
Because it is a swimming pool. Well, I know that I grew up going into the city to the city baths. I grew up in Adelaide, and it was, I spent the whole day at the city pool. Unfortunately, it's gone now. It was a beautiful Art Deco building. It's actually where the Art Centre is in Adelaide now. But it was very much part of my growing up, was going to a swimming pool on a weekly basis over the summer holidays. And that's what I think it makes it really interesting with this exhibition, is I'm sure you're looking at that.
Well, I grew up in Ireland when I was a kid, and I don't think we swam. I mean, we swam in the ocean and lakes and stuff, but it's a cold climate. I mean, when you get to a place like Australia, we moved to Newcastle, and it was just suddenly all about swimming and the beach. And it was like for the first year moving here, I was 14, it was like a summer holiday. It's easy to take that stuff for granted. And there's an interesting thing. For example, if you look at Fitzroy Pool, there was a period where councils wanted to shut swimming pools because they were expensive and people weren't using them. And that's come full circle. I mean, it's such an important civic space in the city now. And when you look at it up close, it's actually very... it's a very raw and simple space as well, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking about The Pool, a new exhibition at the NGV. You're on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine. Now, we were talking about the importance of the swimming pool, how they almost were died out, and they're having a resurgence because more and more people are living in a city. Are you aware of new pools being built?
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, I think it's a whole... I mean, certainly there are things that are very important, like Australia's sporting culture with Olympic swimming has... And Shane Gould brought this up yesterday with us. I mean, that's precipitated a whole national thing around swimming pools from the 50s onwards. We see a lot of that happening. I think in regional cities, they understand the value that this offers. So both private and public, not enough in more remote parts of the state, you know, and they're very important, but also just places of swimming. And this is what we were also talking about, is like water quality in our rivers. And I mean, we live by a river which we don't swim in very much, which is very sad because we used to be able to swim in it.
Yep.
And I think the urgency of being able to get back to a point where if you wanted to swim in the Yarra, you could. You know, that would be pretty good.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
And our jobs are to set up, I mean, and that's what we do, the arts curators do as well. You set up, through the work of other people, you set up a conversation about what does that mean in our time now. And we're curating a whole load of exhibitions. And, I mean, you even see things like we had a car wash in the garden
not that long ago.
And that was an architecture competition. But again, that's a way of engaging people in the idea of, another idea about architecture, and that something like a petrol station or a car wash is actually one of the most efficient modernist buildings in the city, and we totally disregard them, and architects disregard them.
But back to the question, do you know of any that are being built? You're like close to the city?
I know one that's proposed, which would be great, which is this guy's called Yarra Swim Co, which looked at the history of swimming in the Yarra, and they've got a proposed pool for it's sort of opposite the casino on the other side of the river that would float in the river.
Oh, okay.
And you see these types of pools emerging in cities like Vienna and Berlin. They are actively going through the process of trying to seek support for that, and it looks like a really cool project for Melbourne, you know. So I'd love to see that happen.
Yeah, because MSAC, of course, the big pool there, and the whole sporting complex. And I live in St Kilda, and the tram that goes, the light rail, so many people get off with their towels and whatever, who are doing laps or just hanging out or playing sport within the pool as well.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you get down to St Kilda and you've got the beach and, you know, like, talk about culture in
totally.
Summer.
Well, for the next 6 months, people can come to the NGV and have a little swim.
And have a little swim. So that's the other side of it, is you can actually jump in, can't you?
You could jump in, but...
You would hurt
yourself.
You
wouldn't get very far. It's only 30 centimetres deep, but it's an 11-metre long pool. There's a lot of video footage in there, and there's a soundtrack by an artist from Sydney called Brie Van Rijk, and these audio stories. It's actually a very relaxing and contemplative space, and that's what we found in Venice when I went and looked at it there. People were sitting around listening to these stories with their feet in the water, and yesterday we opened up and we have had, you know, they already had hundreds of people through with kids swimming in the water. That's quite exciting to use the gallery and to push the boundaries of what we might normally do.
Yeah.
Sorry. So you are encouraging people to actually, you know, step in,
yes,
feel the water.
Totally.
Completely.
Yeah.
So where is it within the gallery?
So we have a space on the ground floor. Literally, as you drive down Russell Street and you hit Flinders Street, you'll see that that's the exhibition space right there. It's got a big sign on it that says the pool. It's a space that we have there that we've done. The last show I curated there was about Glenn Merkitt's mosque out in Newport.
Yep, that's right.
So we do these shows in that. It's not a collection space because it's
off to one side, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's not tied into the rest of the gallery system. So we can do more.
That's where the school's exhibitions are.
Yeah, Top Arts is in there. Yep. We've had street art shows and all kinds of stuff.
So it virtually really is part of Federation Square in a way, isn't it? That in part, overlooking the forum.
NGV Australia is half of Federation Square.
True. Yes. No, that's actually, you know, opens out onto
Totally.
Federation Square.
Opens onto the atrium and onto Flinders Street. And it'll be open all through summer. Yeah.
Sounds like a brilliant concept. It really is. And it's just called The Pool.
The
Pool. And as you said, it's open all through summer from the 18th of August, which was yesterday or the day before yesterday, until the 18th of February. Ewan, thank you so much for coming in. And it sounds fantastic. And yes, keep on pushing those boundaries, as the NGV always does, and that's why we love them so much.
My pleasure. Wait till you see what we're going to bring you in December.
Oh!
It's the biggest thing ever to drop in Melbourne. So,
really?
Yeah, totally.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, you have to keep us posted on that one.
Now, is that the summer exhibition?
NGV Triennial of Contemporary Art and Design, and the first one, and we've been working on it for 4 years.
Wow.
And it's amazing.
When do you actually launch it?
It'll open on the 15th of December.
But when do you launch it? Is it going to be announced soon?
The website's up, so if people are interested just at what's in that, in terms of the list of artists and designers from all over the world, then that's up, NGV Triennial.
Yep.
And the show itself will be opening in mid-December for the whole summer.
Yeah. Okay, sounds fantastic.
Great.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Cheers.
You're on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.